Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Going my way.
But is it really?
I've got a problem.
Yeah, I got a problem with a toilet.
We have a big problem.
We have come up with grubs and nothing seems to be helping.
I have a toilet that when I flush it and the water comes back up, it whistles.
Got a problem? Have a question? You're not the only one.
Is there anything you can do to help me?
There sure is. Call Lou Manfredini here on the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN.
You do, right. Hi, everybody. 7:09 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here, the Mr. Fix-It Show. We're down back in the Allstate Showcase studio because we have a little thing special coming up later on this morning that Sam's going to help out with.
We've got the band back together.
Band's back together. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com, by Ace Hardware, and by the Lindemann Chimney Company. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Yeah, we're all back in the studio. We're all back together. Veronica's up there doing news. She was cleaning out the refrigerator this morning. You got to try not to be so much of a mom here.
I try, but I can't help it.
I walk in, she's down on her knees saying, oh my gosh, look at this. Throwing stuff away. And Sam is geared up and ready to go. We have a giant, Veronica, adult-sized stroller coming to Pioneer Court this morning. What's the name of the company that's bringing this thing, Lindsay?
Contour Strollers.
Okay, so they created, think about this. When you bought a stroller, how did you know if it was comfortable?
Comfortable. You can't really ask the kids.
Right. Jimmy, how you doing? You feel good? Can't, right? So they built a life-size stroller, and you can take it for a test drive. They're going to put it right out here. I'm pointing out to the sidewalk. And now we're going to put Sam in it with a microphone and see how comfy he is, see if he can get him to nap.
You know, maybe that might be just a good idea to sell those things for really lazy people.
Right. And I've got, Sam, just for you, I've got a giant sippy cup and a big bowl of Cheerios.
I was asked last night, will somebody push you down a hill? And I said, I don't know, but I'm willing to find out.
Did you make someone mad? No one's going to push you down a hill.
Well, you never know.
Yeah. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. When you call in, do it quietly. Lindsay was out very late last night for her husband's birthday weekend. David is 40 years old today. Oh my gosh.
Big 4-0.
Congratulations.
How am I married to a 40-year-old?
An old man. Can you believe that? Would you take, Veronica, would you take 40 again?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, me too.
That was a good year.
It's a good year.
Good.
It's a good decade. I think you're 40s.
So far, it's been great for him,
yeah.
I think.
Because
I'm speaking for him.
Right, because you, being the millennial that you are. 40s, a great decade. Because I think that when you look at your life, Veronica, you can correct me if I'm wrong. When you're in your 20s, you know, you're starting out, you're nervous, you're working a lot, you're really good for nothing other than learning what you're doing. And you're still sort of in that, I'm still a kid and I want to do this, and you're still going to make a bunch of mistakes. Then when you're 30s, you're really working hard trying to prove who you are. Spend that whole time, you know, like, this is who I am, and I can be this guy and be this girl and this and that. And then you get to your 40s and you kind of figure out who you are.
Yeah, and you start to have a little more money, hopefully.
And a little more confidence in yourself, right? And your life kind of moves along. And then, so it's a good decade. I like it. I like the 40s. I'm not in it anymore, but I like it. All right, and we've got a couple of really cool things this morning. So we're going to talk about this stroller. We're going to do a stroller test this morning that Sam's going to help us out with. That's coming up at 8:35. We're going to try and also point the camera there, so if you watch us on the stream, you can see it happening.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Yeah. And then this is a product that came to us a while ago that's an emergency lighting system, which is going to be our Noodaloo 2. If you are if you're retrofitting a building, if you're a commercial electrician, or even for a residential home, this is an interesting emergency light system that can be implemented into your existing electrical boxes in your home. We're going to be talking about that coming up at 7:50 this morning. 312-981. A little bit later on this morning, I want to talk about the whole Pokemon Go thing because it cracks me up, and it's also I have some reservations about it, about what they're doing. And I had these long conversations with our son Quinn about it, who is out of his mind excited about it.
There are a lot of them up and down Michigan Avenue.
Oh my gosh. And I think for the vast majority of people listening, mm-hmm. We need to explain
right.
what it is. Because I think a lot of people, because it like just launched
right.
4 days ago or whatever it is. And it's all over the world already. So it's pretty funny. But we'll save that for a little bit later on. 312-981-7200 is the phone number, the Mr. Fix-It Show. This is Steve on the Northwest Side. Steve, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I just want to help me resolve a little conflict I'm having with my honeydew.
All right.
I've got concrete steps in the front of my house, which are in pretty good shape, but they're kind of separating from the house. So I've had a couple estimates as far as, you know, either put it like somebody wanted to put like piers in it to help stabilize the steps, or to have it tuck pointed, or to have it replaced. My wife thinks we should have it replaced. But I mean, it would cost about $750 to have it properly tuck pointed and resealed. And I wanted your advice as far as if you were me, what would you do?
Well, if I were you, I would listen to whatever your wife says. But that's but let me ask you this before I just side with your wife because it's a smart thing to do. The stairs themselves, Steve, are they sound? In other words,
yeah.
If you could just take your arms and grab them and go, boy, if I could just go, oh, that'd be fine.
Yeah, the stairs are in very good shape. We have a small, very small crack at the very top.
Okay.
But otherwise, they're as sound as could be, and
okay.
The railing's in good shape.
Okay.
So
here's what I want you to do. You have a pencil or a pen?
I can get one, yeah.
All right. I want you to call PermaSeal.
Uh-huh.
800-421-SEAL and ask mm-hmm. them about their poly-level raising service.
Uh-huh.
So you're familiar with mudjacking, right?
Yes, right.
So
yes,
mudjacking was the slurry that they would put in. They'd have to put a ton of it in there. PermaSeal, it's probably close to 2 years now because they've been testing it out, and now they've been doing the service like crazy, uses this polyurethane injection that expands almost like commercial great stuff. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they have superior control with this stuff. So lifting up stairs or concrete slabs or, a porch, they can lift up a whole porch itself that has a roof on it with this poly level stuff. They do it both commercially and they also do it. Actually, I'll tell you what, if you're anybody listening who works for a village or a city and you got a bunch of sidewalks that you're thinking about replacing, you know, where you got to hire all these concrete guys to break it all out and do whatever, you got to call PermaSeal and have them come and do, you know, the city of Naperville, and you're going to save a ton of money. And it's literally a permanent fix. And so if the steps are sound, Steve,
yeah.
Then this is the way to go because then the colors will match. That crack will go away. They'll fill it in with a little bit of mortar, too, just to finish it off. But they're going to seal it back up again. And I think that you'll be much happier and save money by doing that.
Okay. Because basically the stairs, it's about an inch separated from the
yeah,
house. So
it's not a problem.
So they would then do that too. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I will.
Do me a favor. You're my first call. Hey, do I have a prize list this morning? Do I have the executive green carpet cleaning stuff?
Let me just check on that.
All right. Even if I don't, they're going to do it. You got carpeting in your house?
Our upstairs does, yes.
Okay, good. Well, we're going to give you an executive green carpet. Do we have it? Yes. Yes. What do we have,
yes.
Lindsay, for Steve?
How about the 3-room carpet cleaning from Executive Green Carpet Cleaning, providing a level of clean that no one else in the area can deliver? Visit executivegreencarpetcleaning.com.
Hang on, Steve. We'll get your information so that we can get you that certificate and you get nice clean carpets. The Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN Chicago, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. We'll be right back.
Now back to Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own WGN.
7:22 in the morning.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. Dennis in Hillsboro, North Carolina. Hello, Dennis.
Hi, Lou. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? You listening to us on the app?
Yeah, on the iHeartRadio app.
Oh, that's awesome. How can I help you, sir? Are you a Chicagoan?
Yeah, I am. I'm an Illinois transplant, retired in North Carolina.
And how do you like North Carolina?
Love it, except it gets pretty hot.
Yeah, I bet you like it in January.
Yeah, very, very nice winters.
Oh, very
but
nice.
In the summer, it gets hot and humid, just like it does in Chicago.
Sure.
But my question is, I have a two-car garage, and when I close the door, that garage will heat up to 90 degrees. And I'm wondering if I should have some sort of ventilation. If I insulate it more than it already is, I'm just thinking that's just going to hold in the heat.
Yeah. Is it a frame garage?
Yeah. It's,
okay.
It's an attached garage, and it's got a steel door.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not insulated, but mm-hmm. I'm thinking, well, if I insulate the door, that's just going to keep the heat in.
And is the garage drywalled, or is it framed? You can see the studs.
One wall, I can see the studs. Everything else is framed and drywalled.
All right, so here's what you're going to do. On that wall that you can see the studs,
yeah.
And the siding, what's the siding, like a hardy board or vinyl? What do you got on the outside?
Hardy board.
Okay. You're going to cut a wall-mounted exhaust fan in.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Look at that. Great minds think alike, Dennis.
Yeah, like, so you're gonna, like when you're in a hot gym watching a volleyball game or something, you know, just if you could open it up a little bit.
And you're gonna put that on there, and it's a wall, so it's a wall mounted unit where the exterior trim, you know, the cowling on the outside, it's covered on the top, so if it rains or it's a driving rain, it's not gonna come inside there. You can find these online, you can find these at a home center. And you're going to wire it up, and you're going to connect it to a thermostat.
Okay.
So it's a commercial thermostat. It's metal. It's not like a thermostat you have inside the house. And you set that bad boy to 80 degrees or whatever it is.
Right.
And it's just going to kick on automatically. They don't use a ton of energy once they run. They don't draw a lot. So it's not anything that you're going to see all of a sudden, wow, my electric bill's up $15. It's not going to do anything like that. It'd be a couple dollars to run.
Wonderful.
Since a garage is not super tight, you know, you're going to get enough cross ventilation, but you want it up high, right? You
right.
want it where the heat is. So mount it up high, put it through that stud wall, and you're going to see a world of difference.
Fantastic. Yeah, I'm afraid of, you know, like I've got gasoline in there, I've got paint in there.
Yeah.
I think it's getting too hot.
Right. And that'll draw that out. It'll draw a little fresh air in through the gaps of the garage door, you know, where I'm sure you see daylight coming in through the garage door when it's closed. So
yeah,
there's enough gap that you'll get air, you'll get some cross ventilation coming in when that fan sticks in, when it kicks on. And you're looking for something, it doesn't have to be, you know, we just need to move the air a little bit, but if you can get one that's 200 or 250, even 300 CFMs, that would be perfect.
Fantastic. Thank
All
you,
right.
Lou.
Hey, thanks for listening, and we miss you here in Chicago.
I miss you guys, too.
All right. Take care, Dennis. Appreciate you calling. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Sheila in Dallas, Texas. Wow, we're going all over the country today. Hi, Sheila.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm terrific. How can I help you?
Good. Yesterday on your Facebook page, you showed some products to help with odors in the home.
Uh-huh.
And one was Freshwave, but I couldn't tell what the other products are.
So I had a whole line of the Freshwave products, which are all natural and one of my faves because, you know, it just uses plant oils and natural ingredients to control odors. The other products were a line of products by a company called Smells Be Gone. And
okay.
I made the point that stuff has a scent. And so it's pretty pungent. I mean, if you're someone that likes the smell of fresh cotton or lavender or something like that, then, you know, the premise of those products is they don't necessarily eliminate the odors, they just mask them.
Okay.
And then the other thing that I was talking about is how you can clean your drains, the sidewalls of the drains, that when you get an odor in like a floor drain or a sink drain, you pour a little Pine Sol down there and you use what's called a coil brush up and down to scrub the sidewalls of the drain. And then the other two products I talked about were from a company called Afresh, and they make cleaning ingredients that you can put in both your dishwasher and your front load washing machine to help those smell better. So that's what we did. Yeah.
All right. I appreciate it. Yeah, I use the Fresh Wave all the time, and it's great.
It's great stuff.
I was looking for some other stuff, too.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
You, too. I appreciate you calling this morning. 727 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these.
Hey, this is Mike Steven, and now back to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show. And by the way, if the show started late, it's probably my fault. Right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
It didn't start late. Hi, everybody. Lou Manfredini, the Mr. Fix-It Show. All right, Veronica, are you familiar with the whole Pokemon Go phenomenon?
Yes, all three of my kids are obsessed.
Okay, and yes. Sam, you are you had the cards growing up, right?
Yes.
And you refused to download the app.
Because I like my livelihood. I don't want to get hit by a car chasing an imaginary figure.
So
and you know, that's a big problem is the driving thing.
Two people fell off a cliff.
So for those that have no idea what this is, when my children were younger, in particular our son Quinn, he was obsessed with this Pokemon, the cards and the whole nine yards. And I really didn't know what it was all about. Or they would play some game with some cards, and you know, the whole thing, got to catch them all. That was like the tagline. There was a TV show that Quinn used to watch. You know, it was like a bad cartoon with the mouths not moving the same as the people that spoke. So Nintendo, which is who invented all this, has kind of not been relevant in the last several years. Would that be a fair assessment? I mean, they have the Wii and their gaming, but Nintendo, Xbox has really been, and PlayStation when it comes to gaming, right? Wouldn't you say?
I would say there's been a 10-year lull for
with
Pokemon.
Nintendo, right.
Well, for Pokemon specifically.
Right. Specifically. So they invent this app on your smartphone. So for those that don't know what this does, somehow they harness Google Maps that they've harnessed. And then they electronically drop these figures, these little Pokemon people, everywhere in the world. Like in the middle of Michigan Avenue. If you had the app right now, you could turn it on. And right in the middle of Michigan Avenue would be some Pokemon like a... Come on, Sam. What was your favorite Pokemon as a kid? Who was your guy?
Jeez, it's been so long. Pikachu.
Pikachu. There you go. He's like the best known, right? Yep. And all of a sudden, you get within the proximity of this guy, and you roll the thing on your phone, and you catch him, right? So it's this obsession. Mallory and I are in California this week looking at schools. We were in your home state, Veronica. And we landed in San Jose, California. We checked into our hotel, and it's 10 o'clock at night. And I said to Mallory, let's walk around. Let's, you know, we're downtown. We have to get up in the morning and go to see a school. We're going to look at Santa Clara. And so as we're walking around, we were talking about the Pokemon Go. There are about 30 people standing in this square, all looking at their phones, walking around like with their fingers. I go, oh my gosh, look at all these people. Mallory goes, at least they're walking.
My son keeps saying that too, in defense of it. He says, Mom, all these nerds are actually meeting other people and they're actually walking. They're not just sitting.
Okay. So now people go around, and you've heard the stories already. Now, there's criminals that are waiting because they have the app, and in secluded parts, because this is all virtual, they can drop it anywhere. There is a statue outside of our church, Queen of All Saints, okay, of the Virgin Mary. Quinn says to me, oh, that's a battleground. I go, what do you mean? He goes, yeah, drive by there. There's a bunch of 10-year-old kids all perched around the Virgin Mary with their phones open, battling with their fingers, and it's the statue of the Virgin Mary.
You notice that a lot of churches have them.
Statues of Virgin Mary?
No. Pokemon drops.
Well,
I've noticed that too.
Mm-hmm. How do you know that?
Because I told you I downloaded the app because I'm so curious to see what it's about. And I noticed that it's schools too and churches.
Right. And they're dropping them in restaurants and bars.
Mm-hmm.
So they are tapping into. I mean, here's Sam. He's a young man, but he's of that generation where when he was a kid, Quinn, who's 20, almost 23 years old, is like, I can't believe this. This is amazing. This is so much fun. We're driving downtown. We're going to have dinner last night. Mm-hmm. And evidently, they drop him in the middle of the expressway.
No, that is dangerous.
Exactly. But you can't catch him if you're going over 25 miles an hour. Oh. So we're, no, but we're in bumper-to-bumper traffic coming downtown. Oh, my gosh. He goes, there's a Charizard right here. I'm going to get it. And he's going like this. So if you're the Nintendo people not listening to me, they should be smart about not putting him on roadways.
I mean, that's pretty common, or common sense, I would think.
Right?
Okay, but so if there was a Pokemon in this room.
Which there could be.
There probably
could be.
I've
already looked.
Listen to this, what I found out. At Goldman Sachs, because evidently when you find one, you can take a picture of it on your phone. Okay?
Right.
So in other words, Quinn shows me a picture. There was one in our driveway. I mean, this is crazy to even
have this
conversation.
How do they get there? I don't understand.
They just electronically drop it on
the map.
But
why in your driveway?
I don't know, but he
showed. Can they tell that your son or people in your home are playing it so they.
No, I think. Well, I don't.
I think they just use satellite images and just find
locations. It's all through the Google Maps.
Yeah,
so he takes a picture of the Pokemon in our driveway, which is it's an animated thing that's electronically there. And there's my wife in the background with the dogs.
Right. That is crazy.
Okay, right there. It's creepy and crazy. Goldman Sachs sent out a memo that said their employees cannot play Pokemon Go because it violates, they can't take pictures in their offices, okay, because it's all confidential stuff. And like, oh, there's a Pokemon, I'm going to take a picture. You can't take pictures at their offices.
I don't get it. What are you taking a picture of?
The Pokemon. Oh, look at that. I caught it. There, it's right in front of the refrigerator.
Oh.
Right. Remember, all these people are crazy.
It's funny to me that they're not just young kids, too.
No.
Honest to goodness, yesterday I was pulling out.
How about you go out and play? How about this? Go out and play running bases.
Exactly.
Or volleyball.
They're never going to do
that
again.
Or ride a bike.
They're not going to.
Go eat a sandwich.
And the worst part is when you sign up for this, what I've been told is not only do you have to give your Gmail login, like your Google email account, your password, and your username, but they can track you wherever you are.
Because you have to have your location services on
so
to find the Pokemon.
Nintendo
so now Nintendo
can follow
knows exactly
you.
Where you are. This is going to be, they're so smart because right now it's all free, correct? There's no paid anything, right? And look at how smart they are. This is going to get this huge demand. And then all of a sudden, give me the name of a like a hotspot or
Ace Hardware.
Ace Hardware.
Yeah.
Ace Hardware. They're going to put. Ace Hardware is going to come and say, hey, we want to pay for you to put Pikachu in our paint department. There's a Pikachu in the paint department. And so now you come walking in. Oh, well, I'm here. I'm going to get a bucket of paint.
Okay, but my question was that. So if I see there's one at your Ace and you see there's one at your Ace, are we both going to go there? Like, who is?
They keep putting them out there.
So if I get
it's
that one,
like
you can't get it.
There'll be another one.
No, I think you. Yeah, I think you can get it.
And then there's another one. I don't think there. I don't.
There's an endless supply.
We really should have Quinn on the line because he could tell me he's like already the, you know, he's like the vice president
of
operations.
What do you win?
It's just fun.
Nothing.
Nothing. It's fun. I mean, I get it. If it's fun and you're not hurting anybody, that's fine. But mark my words, companies will start paying and then they're going to have parties and stuff. And then it'll be this whole thing. And then Nintendo's going to know exactly where you are all the time. And then you're going to be hit with ads, like you're going to walk down the street while you're playing it. They're going to go, oh, there's the Starbucks right here. You get a dollar off if you come in and buy because you're right there, right? It's going to be near proximity couponing.
I'll tell you what, if you're a business owner listening thinking, gosh, I could make a lot of money, which is true, you better do it quickly because this will have its 15 minutes.
Right.
And then it will go away like everything else.
Right. You're right. Now we got to come up with our own thing.
Or it could
catch
lead
Mr.
to, like, this could be opening doors, like you said.
Well, I'm sure that somebody's already thinking about the next one.
Right.
So,
maybe more than 15.
Well, can I be an ace here besides the traffic problems?
Yeah.
I mean, because seriously, I don't want my son driving with this one friend of his anymore after he explained to me what they were doing with Pokemon Go.
Right. So they're
I don't
texting and driving anymore. They're Pokemon going
exactly.
And going
and
driving.
Also, think about this, and this is a really negative factor. Predators.
Right. Exactly. Right.
All they have to do is drop this lure, this Pokemon lure, and then sit and wait.
No, the thing is, Veronica, they don't have to drop the lure. Nintendo dropped it for them.
Right.
They just need to go wait because they, if they're smart, they know, like Quinn was saying, in our neighborhood, there's not a lot of valuable Pokemon. You know, whatever value is. But in other areas, like when you come downtown, Millennium Park or whatever, that's where the big dogs are.
Yep.
And so now all of a sudden, like you said, you're look at us sounding like a bunch of old people, Veronica.
I'm with you, though. I wish they would just actually go play a baseball game.
Exactly.
There were two people in Encinitas that fell 50 feet off a cliff.
Right.
Chasing imaginary Pokemon.
Correct. Right.
Fell literally off the cliff.
Right.
Well, last weekend, remember I had it in the news, a woman, wasn't it in Wisconsin? A young girl in Wisconsin found a body in a river because she was looking for a Pokemon.
Right. Right. Crazy. Okay. Well, we're going to solve all the world's problems. Coming up a little bit later on, the giant stroller just showed up. That's funny. That is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's take a quick call, and then we're going to do our Noodaloo 2. This is Margaret in St. Charles. Hi, Margaret. You're on WGN.
Okay. Let me go. Uh-oh. No device sound. Are you there?
I am.
Okay. I can't undo my speakerphone because I am technically challenged. But anyway, we had mold in our attic, and we had it remediated. We had a roofer out who said the roof was fine, but the moisture was coming from the inside of our house and that we needed to insulate up there. So I had three guys come out, and two were going to just blow fiberglass in there. The third one talked about tightening everything up, you know, sealing everything up there, and then using cellulose. And he kind of said this is the more modern way to go. This is how it's being done to prevent mold from coming back.
Okay, wait. But we've determined that we have a moisture problem in the attic?
Yeah, well, the moisture problem, yes, it's coming from inside the home. It's not coming from...
Oh, okay. So it's not a leak in the roof or anything we're sure
of. It's not a leak in the roof.
Okay. Okay. It's important. So, go ahead.
Yeah. No. Go ahead.
Okay. So, number one, we got to make sure that from the moisture level in the house, and this is something you've noticed in the wintertime, correct?
I just found out about the mold when somebody went up there to connect my shower fan.
Okay, and was the shower...
I don't have a problem with moisture that much. It's just they told me that moisture is getting into the attic.
Okay, was that shower fan not vented outside?
And you know what? I don't even know if this guy vented it outside. He just laid it next to an opening.
Okay, so that's the problem number one. So problem number one, Margaret, is that all fans need to be vented directly outside. They can't just be, the hose cannot just be laying next to a vent because it will not push the air out. The barometric pressure that you hear Tom Skilling talk about all the time is greater than what's inside the attic. And unless it's vented all the way out, it'll just sit there. And when you take a shower, that moisture just starts to roll in that attic, which is where this is all coming from. Okay.
Okay.
Now, if the mold is not terrible, meaning that it's just like one spot or there's a couple spots, you may have heard me talk about this product called Fog You Mold from Healthful Home. It's basically a mold killing grenade. That's what I want it to be. They need to change the name. I want it to be like a grenade that you pull the pin and you go, and then you go fire in the hole, and then you throw it. But you put it up in the attic. And it'll fog the whole area. It'll attach itself to all the mold and mildew spores and kill it.
Cool.
All right. So that's something.
I've already paid people to come out and treat it and paint over it.
All right. So that's done. But this is for anybody else listening. Okay. Now those vents need to be connected to those pipes. Rather, need to be connected to vents that vent all the way outside. Period. The end.
Can they be existing openings? Or do we need to make a new hole in the roof?
Well, they can be existing openings, but it has to be vented. It has to be sealed. It can't just be next to the opening.
Okay.
All right.
Sealed tab. Okay. Got it.
Then, after that, you can add additional insulation. And if you're going to add additional insulation, which is isn't going to help the moisture issue, it's only going to help the comfort issue and lower your energy bills, is I like the whole idea of cellulose, because I think it gives you a more consistent coverage in an attic space. And by doing that, you're going to be a lot more comfortable come winter and even summer as well. Thanks so much for the phone call. 7:50 in the morning when we come back, it's our Noodaloo 2. All right, our Noodaloo 2 is an interesting product that has to do with safety, and it's awesome for retrofitting. And I think it's a new way to think about emergency lighting. Take a listen.
The fire alarm goes off. Smoke is filling your house. You need to get out. What do? Get low and go. Because as we know, smoke rises, right? But did you know that most emergency lighting is mounted between 8 and 9 feet from the floor? Well, this week's new Toulouse 2 is a product called Emergiloom. The Emergiloom is a supplemental emergency light described as light where you want it, when you want it, meaning that it provides emergency illumination when building power is interrupted and or when a smoke detector in the building detects smoke. The most important feature about the Emergiloom is that it's mounted at the same height as a standard outlet, which is about 14 inches above the floor. Quite a difference from the 8 to 9 feet above the floor, like most emergency lighting. It provides a safe and lit pathway out of the building, retrofits into a standard recessed electrical box, and is easy to install. It complies with all safety codes and has a momentary push test switch for periodic testing. This is super great for residential, but also great for places like hospitals, hotels, schools. You can find out more at patnolighting.com. He's right out of Elmhurst. Patno, P-A-T-N-O, lighting.com. Each receptacle goes for about $50. Light where you want it, when you want it. You can get more information on Lou's Mr. Fix-It page at WGNradio.com. Also, I'm going to put this info up on his Facebook page and also up on VibeScore. Download the free app on your iPhone and vibe about it. That's this week's new to Lou 2.
So if you can imagine, I'm looking at it right now. Imagine a receptacle down low where you have two receptacles there. This mounts in an existing box. They have several, but this particular one I'm speaking of mounts into there. And so you've got one plug and the other side is a really bright LED light. And it gets wired into your system that if the power goes out, it has a built-in battery and it's super bright. I really like this concept and the fact that it meets all of the safety requirements as far as emergency lighting goes. From a design aspect, if you're an architect looking to eliminate even in a commercial space where you don't have to hang that emergency light that most architects would be like, oh, I don't like it. It's ruining the look of my whole space. I mean, you have to have a lot of that stuff, obviously, but this is a more pleasing application of it. And I think it also has a great application in a residential home, in particular if you've got parents or grandparents, they live in a place where the lighting goes out a lot or the electricity, you know, goes out a lot and you're worried about their safety. It's affordable and compact. I like it. Emergiloom. Very cool. The information is up on our website, WGNradio.com, as well as my Facebook page. 7:58 in the morning. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
And now back to Lou.
You used to call me on my...
And the Mr. Fix-It Show.
You used to.
On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Yeah.
Yep.
You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone.
Who is this? Is this Drake?
Late night when
Mallory
you
loves
need
Drake.
My
8:10 in the morning. Lou Manfredini live in the Allstate Showcase studio. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Fox Home Center, wetandforget.com, and by Dr. Yates Hairscience.com.
Ever since I left the city, you
and I sent Lindsay went out to get some coffee for us and had not heard me read the hair commercial yet that I just handed to you. She's like, wait, you're telling people about it? I know. You can tell people about it. So.
So
I couldn't tell people about this. Is a hard thing for me to do, is to not talk about
did
things.
Did you tell people everything? I mean, are you like, you did?
Okay. Well, yeah. So was it a month ago? A little more than a month ago. I went and had hair transplant surgery. Well, you know,
crazy.
This. But I couldn't say anything. Sam's looking at me through the camera. He can't believe it. Well, I have a hat on today. And I wasn't out late last night.
Uh-huh.
But it was so interesting. You know me, I have 1,000 questions. And I'm sure I was the most talkative ever of anybody ever that sat in the chair.
It really did sound like an amazing thing to be able to do. Like, how do people find out that you can do this stuff?
Well, I mean, I'll be totally honest with you. It all started with the Brian Urlacher thing, which is not the doctor that I used. When I was like, wow, look at that. And it's been something that I've been thinking a lot of. And you know this. We've talked about this. We've known each other a long time. When I'm on TV and I'm on camera and there's lights above you and I'm constantly looking down like, oh, look at this, look at this. And as you know, it has been something that I've always been the guy that was, you are who you are, right? But then I'm also the guy, like, if it makes you happy and you're not hurting anybody, what does it matter, right? I know Sheryl Crow has that song. But so I decided, I talked to a couple different doctors, and as I mentioned in the commercial, I did meet this Dr. Yates, and I really liked him. My wife came with me, and we talked about it and, you know, the whole process, and it really was easy. And I was on national television 9 days after I had the procedure.
Right.
And
it's incredible.
You cannot see anywhere. They take your own hair from the side in the back of your head and they put it on top, like planting tulips. It was like planting tulips.
It's awesome.
Right? They use this little punch. Here, Veronica, you're the gardener. Have you ever used a tulip bulb planter?
Oh, sure.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. Got the handle, you stick it in the dirt and you twist it and the big thing of dirt comes out.
Yep.
And then you pop the tulip bulb in there.
Yep, very easy.
That's what they did on my head. It's exactly what they did on my head.
Are you going to grow tulips on your skull?
Well, but I'm telling you, that's exactly what it is, but it's teeny tiny.
Yeah.
So they shave the back and the side of my head, okay? Then they take this tiny little punch. And I was all, you know, the local anesthetic. I was talking to them the whole time, right? I had lunch and a lovely sandwich.
A nice sandwich.
And a sandwich, and I watched some ESPN. And then they take the little samples, and then they put it on the top of my head, like
crazy.
Planting tulips.
That's
right?
Awesome. Yeah.
And you can already see it. Megan, who's cut my hair forever, who's been part of this, she did not get to come to the procedure she wanted to, but she's kind of already see it growing. She keeps saying, oh, my gosh, this is going to work. This is going to work. This is going to work.
Wow.
Right? I keep saying you're going to call me Curly, but Curly of the Three Stooges, as we know, was bald. So Steve Alexander's calling me Shemp.
Shemp.
You don't know who Shemp is.
I don't.
Yeah.
Who is
Sam,
it?
Sam, you know who Shemp is?
His real name's actually Sam. But his mother couldn't say Sam, so that's how she got Shemp.
Shemp. He's one of the Three Stooges later, and he had a full head of hair. Please call me Shemp.
By the way, yours looks good. Urlacher looks like an investment banker now, and that's just weird to me.
Well,
I don't like it.
Just give it time, and then we'll talk. I'm not trying to take on Brian Urlacher by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm happy with what I got done with Dr. Yates, and if this is something you're at all thinking about, you should check it out. And more to come. You can see the video at louhairvideo.com, and you'll be hearing a lot more about it coming up as my tulips start to grow.
Start to bloom.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. Here's Holly in Twin Lakes. Holly, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. What a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. What are you doing in Twin? Did you go to a fish fry last
night? Sitting on the deck having... No.
No?
Sitting on the deck having breakfast.
Do you go to a fish fry? You know, I ask everybody when they're in Wisconsin.
Last one I went to was at the Red Barn.
Oh, I don't know the Red Barn.
It's
You know it? Lindsay knows it?
It might have a new name because I've been there a long time and I don't pay attention.
Yeah, our daughter Carmen's up near Lake Wisconsin. You know where that's at?
No,
it's up north. She went to a fish fry last night. She sent me a picture of it because she knows I was going to ask. At the Lakeside Bar and Grill. So, anyway.
Oh, probably the best.
How can I help you?
We are doing remodeling on our cabin, which is an unheated place, okay. Summer cabin. And I'd like to put in a tankless water heater. And I listened to you say a below freezing is a problem. So I need some information on that.
Well, if you're gonna do it, I assume if you don't heat this in the wintertime, you blow all the water lines.
Right. We do drain.
Yeah. So,
and we're pretty successful.
Okay. This will, when you install this, I think it's a great idea. You have natural gas up there or is it electric?
We do. We have gas and it's all in the right place and we're very fortunate.
Okay. So, the on-demand water heaters are a terrific option. There's a manufacturer called Navion, and their technology requires only a 3/4 inch gas line. So you don't really have to increase the size of your meter or the gas line, which makes the installation pretty simple. When your plumber installs it, you're just going to need to be able to have a couple of valves that you can then blow out the line and blow out the heat exchanger. And have a valve that maybe you pour a little, like a little RV antifreeze in it for the winter.
Okay.
So it's not if you're going through the draining process, if you set it up right the way you install it, it'll be super easy.
Okay.
All right.
Actually, that's the brand that our plumber suggested.
Oh, yeah.
And did live chat with them, they said they wouldn't warranty it for a below freezing space. And I'm not sure whether it was the draining issue.
Well, no, and I get it. No,
the cold issue to the electronics.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the electronics when it's off doesn't matter. It sits in a warehouse, it's frozen, doesn't matter. As long as we drain it properly, you're good to go. Yeah.
Okay.
But you do run the risk, as if you don't do this right, you could crack the heat.
Well, he's going to be doing it. He has drain in service, so.
Yeah. I think you'll be
that's gonna be my problem.
You'll be absolutely fine. If it's done correctly, you'll have no issue whatsoever.
Excellent.
All right.
Thank you so much.
I enjoy
your program every Saturday.
Thanks so much for listening, Holly. Have a great day. This is Karen in Crown Point. Hi, Karen. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so glad to talk to you. I have a problem. I live in an old family home, and we are smelling sewer gas. I've lived here for many years, never had a problem. Now all of a sudden there's sewer gas, and my son-in-law says he thinks it's just the moisture in the basement. We've got the dehumidifier running, but I said, no, it is sewer gas. And we have a sump pump hole. I don't know if there is something we need to do there or who we should call. He's very handy. He's excellent. But we don't know what direction to go in.
Okay. When you go down to the basement, can you notice the smell? In other words, is it just in the basement?
It's just in the basement.
Okay, and when you go by that sump pump hole, do you smell it more prominently there, or do you also have, I'm assuming you have a floor drain somewhere?
There's two floor drains.
Have you stuck your nose right by the floor drain?
No.
Okay.
No. Actually, when you walk in the back door, the stairs are right there.
Yeah.
So when you open that back door, I smell the sewer gas there.
Okay.
But as I'm going down the stairs, when you get to the level of the ceiling, I smell it even stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay. Well, here's the first thing that I would tell you to do. If you have two floor drains and nothing drains into those floor drains, it could be that the trap that's under the ground that you don't see has evaporated, and that's what you're smelling. So the simplest thing to do, the first thing to do, is to take a bucket or a couple cups of water and pour it down the drain to fill the trap back up. Well, the first thing to do is get down on your hands and knees and put your nose right there and go, wow, that really smells like sewer gas. What's your son-in-law's name?
Dan.
Dan, you see, this is what I was telling you I smell. And then you pour water down there, it fills that trap up, and you won't smell it anymore.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Then, but wait.
Yes.
If you still, so then if you do all that and you still smell something, the side walls of that drain, if you take the cap off, those could need to be scrubbed. And so take a little Pine Sol and a toilet brush and scrub the side walls of everything, and then just keep pouring some water down there. And if those drains don't get used, meaning that nothing drains into them, a little trick is, if this works, that you pour the water and you don't smell anything anymore, take a little vegetable oil, like a quarter cup, and pour it down the drain. The vegetable oil will sit over the top of the water, and it will not allow the water to evaporate.
Awesome. Gosh darn, are you smart.
Okay. Well, I'll be smart if it works, Karen, all right?
Well, we will do this. We will try this.
All right.
Okay.
You got it. Give it a shot. Let us know what
Thank
happens.
Thank you so much.
You got it. Have a great day. It's 8:21 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here, the Mr. Fix-It Show. We'll be right back. This is Ellie in Skokie. Ellie, you're on WGN. Good morning.
You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show.
I've got a lot of questions. Eventually, we're going to sell the house. Not while my husband is still here, because he'll stay here forever. He won't empty out the basement.
With Lou Manfredini.
But I'm planning ahead.
Wait, are you listening to what you just said?
On Chicago's very own.
Right. Okay. I mean, in the world.
720 WGN.
She can say in her voice, in her way, that she loves me.
8:26 in the morning, the Mr. Fix-It Show. Beautiful day in Chicago. Oh my gosh. Michigan Avenue is shining this morning. Beautiful planters out there. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Christine in Westmont. Hi, Christine. You're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. How are you?
Good. How can I help you?
I have a front door, and it's a steel door, but on the outside, it looks just like wood. It's got beveled glass, inserts, and that sort of thing. And so about a year ago, I noticed a little bit of peeling and cracking. It does get sun exposure. And over the spring and now lately, the panels on the bottom are just terrible. You put your hand there, and it just flakes right off. And it still looks like wood underneath it. So I started to sand it a little bit with the lowest 200 grit sandpaper. But as I'm doing that, I'm noticing metal that's coming through. And so now I don't know what to do because the top of the door looks perfect. Around the edge where the windows are, perfect. But these panels on the bottom, mostly on the left side, now a little bit on the right side, are all faded and cracked, and it looks horrible. And I don't know what to do. I don't know. I talked to where we got this door from. They said to get a painter. I talked to a painter. They weren't sure because they don't know then do I stain it. I'd like it to look the same way. I'd like it to look like wood instead of painting it a color.
Okay, so I'm going to stop. Hold on a second. Hold on a minute. You're certain it's a metal door. It's not a fiberglass. It's not a metal door with a fiberglass skin. When you say it looks like wood, there's a graining to it.
Yes.
There's a grain that you can put your finger across and you can feel the grain.
Yes, but then as I'm sanding that,
you're sanding it smooth.
Yes, and there's silver. Shiny metal coming through as I'm lightly sanding a little corner.
Okay. I think it's a fiberglass door, not a steel door. If it has a wood grain that you can take your fingernail across, if you on the top of that door can take your fingernail across and you feel some ridges in there, it's not a steel door, it's a fiberglass door, and that you said that it was stained, not painted.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
but it looks it has a wood tone to it. It's not a white door.
No, it is not a wood. I mean, when you look at it, it looks like wood. It looks
like
exactly
like stained wood,
like an oak wood
yeah.
with the
okay.
grains in it
okay.
and the.
Yep.
But it's smooth. It's shiny.
Right. I bet it's a fiberglass door. Not a steel door. You have to be careful when you're sanding because if you're seeing the metal, what you're doing is you're sanding away the fiberglass, and it could be a metal core door with a fiberglass overlay, and you're sanding the fiberglass off, which is what's giving you that grain. Now, how old is this door?
8 years.
Huh. And it gets a lot of sun exposure?
It does. It does. We have an overhang on the front porch.
All right.
But
so here's what I want you to do. I want you to stop sanding it, and
yeah.
I want you to take a I want you to take something called Howard's Restore a Finish.
Howard's. Okay.
Okay. And I want you to take quadruple zero steel wool. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to dip this in there, and you're going to go with the grain. You're going to take the finish off the fiberglass, but you're not going to take the fiberglass off.
Okay.
Then you're going to get it nice and smooth, looking good with the steel wool. Then use an oil-based stain, like a Minwax, to go over the top of that and stain the whole thing. And then once you stain it all, put up two coats of spar varnish over the top of that to seal it. And I think you'll be able to bring it back to life. But don't do any more sanding because you're going to sand all the fiberglass off of there. I'm just bumping up against time. Veronica, give me 2 minutes.
Now back to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
8:39 in the morning, the Mr. Fix-It Show live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. Joining me in the studio right now is Tom Colton. Tom is the president of Colecraft, which is the parent company of Contour Strollers. Tom, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, is Colton and Colecraft, does that have a connection?
It does. Actually, my grandfather started the company 70 years ago, and this is our 70th anniversary this year.
Doing what? What were you doing 70 years ago? Making strollers?
No. Back then, he was making pads for cribs and for high chairs and play yards, and then eventually got into crib mattresses, and then in the late 70s got into car seats, and then strollers in the mid 80s, and then high chairs and play yards.
So always in the kids' arena type of thing.
Correct. Always
safety and
juvenile products.
Juvenile products. And you guys are based where?
In Chicago.
In Chicago, Illinois.
Just west of the Loop.
Wow. So outside right now, we have Sam Panionovich, our sports reporter extraordinaire, sitting in. Is that Sam? Sam, are you okay?
No, actually, I almost fell asleep. They took me around the block.
Sam, how big of a man are you?
6 feet two, about 195, if we're being fair.
Okay, all right. And you are in a giant stroller that looks exactly like the stroller that a child would go in.
Correct. It's a replica of the Contour's Bliss.
Okay. And now they should put the shade down. It looks good, right? You're comfortable. Oh, there's the small version right there. It appears to me that the back tires are front tires on a motorcycle.
Correct. The back tires are from a motorcycle. And we have the same tread on ours. That's an older model that they grabbed, but we have a similar tread on our stroller as well.
That's hilarious. This came to us. The young lady that is taking the video of us is a dear friend of our producer and said, oh, my gosh, they're working with this company. They have this. I'm watching people run by looking at Sam. They're hilarious. This cute girl just walked by. Sam, you have no chance now. She's like, he's kind of cute, but he's in a stroller. I think he's a big baby.
Wouldn't be the first time.
And Lou, just to give you the specs on the stroller, it's 7.5 feet tall, 6 feet deep, 4 feet wide, and it weighs 350 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Really?
And
it's the real deal. I mean, you're a tall man, too. You can jump in that thing.
Sure.
Move up and down a little bit, Sam. Is it nice and sturdy?
It is. Like I'm actually strapped in. I have a triple. I can't go anywhere.
Right.
So I don't have the key either.
Right. And it is an exact replica.
Correct.
I
think it's 2 times the size is what we were told
when
the guy that built it.
Where do you get something like that made, Tom?
A company called Hero Solutions. They're in Chicago. They make giant size products.
Really?
Footcone Belding, who came up with the idea, turned us on to them.
Right.
And so this is what they do day in and day out. They make giant shoes, he said, giant gift cards. They can make anything.
Wow. Okay, so now obviously this is a promotional opportunity for your company. I love the fact that you're a local company and you've been around all these years. I would think that in the juvenile products world, in particular when it comes to safety, this is serious business, right? You cannot miss a step.
Correct.
And really have to take things from point A to point B to make sure that when parents are thinking about putting a child in one of your products that they know it's safe.
Correct. A lot of regulations in our industry, a lot of standards, and it takes a long time to develop a new
product. A lot of quality
product.
Control, right?
Correct.
To make sure that the stuff's there. Now, okay, so the Contours is your stroller line? Or is that the line of many of your products?
It's the line of many products. It's our upscale line. So Colecraft is the parent company, but we also make products under the Colecraft brand, more opening price point to medium. Contours is more medium price point to upper price point.
Got it. So not the giant stroller, but the Contour stroller that I see right now. It's a folding stroller, right?
Correct.
Single child with a nice little kind of teal, very hot color right now, teal. with a little canopy. Sam, can you put your canopy back over so we can see?
Definitely.
And it's got a beautiful little pattern on the inside, like a zigzag teal and white pattern on the inside. Right. And I see, too, Sam, you have a little sunroof.
A little bit, yeah. Actually, I'd like to get pushed around again. They pushed me around once, and I thought that, you know, I would get a little more run. I don't want to be pushed into Michigan Avenue.
Right.
But
Now, what I think would be fun, if you could figure this out, Tom, is with the Chicago Marathon coming up, do you guys make a jogging stroller?
Yes.
You do. So you need to go back to that company and make a giant jogging stroller and then do some sort of here it is. I'm an idea guy. You with me? Katie, you can make this all happen because you're the PR extraordinaire. So you make the giant jogging stroller. You quickly get someone who's entered in there, and then you raise money for Lurie's Children's Hospital, and you have people run pushing some giant person in a stroller. I'm telling you, that's on TV. They're going to show that on all the networks, right? Right? Katie wants to speak. What do you want to say, Katie?
You should be in public relations. That's a fantastic.
You know, what can I tell you? But I love this idea. And okay, so anyway, this small stroller here that's really cute carries a child how big? Like what are the ages you put a child in that?
I think up to about 45 pounds.
Oh, okay. And what does a stroller like that retail for?
$399.
Oh, okay. And so, that's a good quality that you can fold up, put in the car.
Right.
And now another big thing for young people, how heavy is it, do you know?
I don't
have the spec, but it's lightweight.
It's light,
right? Pop that thing in there. How much? Hold on.
26 pounds.
26 pounds. Very good. You just earned your keep. Thank you.
Thanks, Colleen.
Thanks, Colleen. I like it.
Thank you.
Does it come in different colors?
Yes.
What I like the teal, though. Very hot.
It comes in gold. It comes in black. And it comes in, I think, gray.
Now, where do you find Where do you find those strollers at retailers? I mean, places like Babies R Us, or is it places like when my kids were little, we used to shop at Lazar's.
Okay,
you know that place?
Sure, absolutely.
Right, that's I'm sure they probably carry it.
That's the level. It's Babies R Us, Bye Bye Baby, and on online also.
That's very nice. Any new products you guys are working on now?
Always. Can't talk about them right now.
Oh.
But
can you talk when we turn the rate? You can tell me that. Talk about car seats real quick, because you're in that business too, right? That's a serious business to make sure that those things and that regulations keep changing in there, don't they?
Correct. Actually, we're not in that business anymore.
Oh,
We got out of it in 2000.
Okay.
So we used to be in it, but we're not in that space anymore.
Okay.
But you're right. There are a lot of regulations with NHTSA, with the government.
Right.
And you must use a car seat. So they're very important.
Absolutely. Okay. If people want more information about your company, they want to look at the stroller. We've taken a bunch of pictures. Sam, are you awake still?
No.
It's a comfortable stroller.
I've been
That's
trying
great.
To get out for like five minutes and everybody just laughing.
I mean, what's hilarious. Okay. So Sam is 6'2" and you actually look very comfortable. You're not, right?
If I had a Bloody Mary, I would go to sleep.
Now that, Well, I've got your sippy cup. I didn't tell you what was in it. It's coming out there later.
Perfect.
How do people find out more information about your company?
They can go to contours.com, contours.com, to find about the stroller. And Colecraft is on a separate website, colecraft.com, K-O-L-C-R-A-F-T.com.
Did you work in the business when your grandfather was still involved, or is he still involved?
No, he passed away in 74.
Okay.
I maybe some summers or came down with my father.
What do you think that he would think about this idea?
I think he'd be very proud.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's smiling down on us.
That's awesome. Well, thanks so much for coming in. Thank you for making the effort to bring this down. I don't know that Sam can get out, but Sam, thank you for participating. You're a good man.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. It is 8:47 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these. 8:51 in the morning, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Karen in Carroll Stream. Karen, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help you?
Luke?
Good.
Yes. We have a roof leak that's turning into a new roof project for us. Roof is 22 years old. We have three skylights, glass Velux skylights that are in good condition, but those need to be reflashed. Now, we were given a quote, and they even acknowledged that the skylights were good, but they will not cover the warranty the flashing around the skylight because they didn't install the windows. They will, of course, if we spring for new windows, but why would we when they seem to be fine? And so,
wait. Are they going to put a new flashing kit around it?
Right.
So a brand
they
new
flashing. Warranty it.
All right, wait. What kind of skylights? Do you know which ones they, who the maker is?
Velux.
Okay, so they're going to put a brand new flashing kit for the Velux windows you have there.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
How many roofing estimates have you gotten?
Two.
And both said the same thing?
Yes.
If I'm putting a new flashing kit around an existing window, I should guarantee them not to leak, with the caveat that if it's the glass itself that leaks, then I'm not going to cover it.
Right. That's what we how we feel about it, but that's not what we had been told.
Mm-hmm. Have you spoken with Lindholm Roofing?
Yes.
And they're one of the people that said they won't guarantee it?
Yes.
I'd go back to them. I don't like that.
I don't either.
How about, have you talked to Rogers Roofing?
No, we have not.
Okay. Rogers
Roofing. Where
are they? They're on the south side, but they work all over the place. I think that the estimator is getting something wrong here. If I'm going to supply, and I'm a roofing contractor, okay, let me describe how this works. When you install a skylight in a roof, that Velux skylight is essentially a square or a rectangle, okay? And it's a piece of glass with a wood frame. That's all it is, okay? And there are four L brackets that get mounted to your roof. And that's it. And there's a gap between where it gets mounted in the hole and the rest of the roof. There's nothing about that piece of glass that keeps the water out except the glass itself.
Right.
It's the flashing kit that does everything to keep the water out. So if they're providing you, whomever this roofer is, and if you're a roofer listening to this, you need to change your tune on all this. If I'm providing you with a new flashing kit for that skylight, and it's still made, in other words, you, Karen, have the Velux 670, 470, whatever skylight, and they still make the exact flashing kit for that skylight, then it should be guaranteed. If they don't, if they say, Karen, they don't make that flashing kit anymore, I can't guarantee it, that's a whole different ball of wax.
I agree with that, yep.
But if the glass leaks for some reason, they come back and say, hey, Karen, it's not our flashing. Look, I can put the hose all the way around it, but when I put it right on the glass, that's where it leaks because there's a thing around there, then here's the other thing, too, that you got to think about, Karen. The flashing kits are not inexpensive.
They're not.
Right? And so the piece of glass brand new probably doesn't cost you that much more. So if everybody says that I'm crazy, that no, Lou, we're not doing it unless we place the glass, what did they tell you the additional cost was for the siding?
$1,200.
For a whole new skylight.
Right.
And how much for just the flashing kit?
$90.
That's a considerable amount of money.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to disparage anybody, but this makes perfect sense to me. Do you have a pencil?
I do.
773-492-2270.
Okay.
And then also give Lindholm Roofing another chance to reconsider.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Okay. Thanks so much, Lou.
You got it. I appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN.
You're listening to
Lou
Lumen Ferdini. He's got a name that rhymes with really dreamy.
Right here on the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
What you want?
Nine oh eight in the morning. Mr. Fix-It Show live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. This hour, the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Ace Hardware and by PermaSeal Basement Systems. You were intrigued, weren't you, sitting down at the microphone?
I saw that big stroller, and I thought, I'm going to get a ride and look at the world from a baby's eyes.
And?
I had to sit still and suck my thumb, and they said no.
They said, ma'am, this stroller weighs 350 pounds. Just please sit in it.
So what's it for?
We were just, we interviewed the company. Contours is the brand. The parent company is a company called Colecraft based here in Chicago, and it's a promotional item to promote their strollers.
To lure people in.
To lure people in and to find out if, in fact, it's comfortable. So now if you're going to buy a stroller.
Yeah.
You look good in it.
So we'll post the picture on the Facebook page.
Sounds good.
This morning.
You look good.
Okay.
Are you coming up today?
Yeah. Amy Guth is going to be pretend that she's Kathy.
Very nice.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll see you at 10 later. O'clock. Judy Markey and Amy Guth coming up for the Amy and Judy show coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Here's something fun I want to tell you about real quick before I get back to your phone calls. You know that we're big supporters at the Manfredinis of Misericordia. They partnered up with Joe Madden and the Chicago Cubs, and you really have to check this out. So Joe Madden has a bunch of favorite charities, including Misericordia and the Cubs charities as well. Joe's been very gracious with his time for Miz and help supporting it. You can purchase a raffle ticket to win a tricked out 4x4 that Joe is driving this season. It is a Cubby Blue Jeep Wrangler. The thing's worth $70,000. It features Rawlings seats, a bat handle gear shifter, one of a kind mural on the inside of the removable roof panels, and the vehicle is branded with Joe's foundation logo, Respect 90. The whole vehicle is going to be signed by Joe, and it's going to be raffled off. It was customized and generously donated by the Fields Auto Group. There's only 3,000 tickets that are going to be sold. The cost is $100 each, and at the end of the season, Joe's going to pick the winner. The tickets are on sale at Wrigley Field and at Misericordia. For more information and the raffle rules, etc., go to misericordia.com. That's MISERICORDIA.com. Lindsay just posted some photos of the Jeep. It's sweet looking up on my Facebook page if you want to take a look at it, as well as a link to how you can purchase a raffle ticket for $100. And this is just a terrific, it's a terrific thing. My thanks to Joe Madden and his team for being so gracious and kind to the folks at Misericordia, and also thanks to Fields Auto Group for putting this all together. And he's bopping around in this Jeep Wrangler while he's in Chicago, and that looks like would be a fun ride to be driving around in Chicagoland. All that information is up on my Facebook page. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Here's Marcia in Palos Park. Marcia, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, Lou. Thanks so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Sure.
I live in a condo, and I'm on the second floor, and there's a concrete subfloor below me. And I had some neighbors move in, and they're kind of noisy, where I can hear their TV set conversation, mm-hmm. and also the guy snoring in the bedroom.
Wow.
Below me, you know. And I currently have a bamboo floor that has to get pulled up because it was not installed properly.
Okay.
How
long has the floor been down?
4 years.
Okay.
And I had Quiet Walk put as an underlayment.
Okay.
I've gotten a couple of different recommendations. One is to double up on the Quiet Walk, and another contractor said to put in cork. But I don't know if that would actually do the job for me. I'm not looking for a recording studio in here, but I would like to diminish the sound a little bit.
Yeah. Okay, so a couple things. If you double up on the quiet board underneath there, you're going to raise that floor a little bit, so it's going to become an issue with trim and whatnot. A few weeks ago, we talked to somebody from USFloorsLLC.com, and they're a big distributor of these cork floors. And the density in the cork, first of all, it's beautiful. Who lives in this home, Marcia? Just you?
Just me.
No animals, no...
No animals.
No wild parties, you're not putting rage...
Not anymore, you know, it gets tiresome after all
right, well, you know, you got to... Right, you know, they told you this is a whole weekend of Lindsay's husband's, David's birthday, his 40th birthday party. And
hey, I'll be there.
Lindsay was out all night, and she's we can tell she had a good time because she came to work with a hat on. So you should look into this cork floor.
Okay.
It is gorgeous. The added density of the floor itself, you can just do that one layer of the underlayment to try and temper the sound a little bit, and then you'll get this beautiful floor that's very durable, and I think it will improve it. It's not going to be... The snoring thing is weird that you're getting that.
The guy said something. One of the contractors said it might be coming through one of the vents.
It could. There could be some kind of venting that connects the two, and that might be something to look at as well. But is the floor getting replaced no matter what?
Well, not replaced. I want to try and use it over again because what the original contractors, I won't say contractor, I'll say installer, he did not level the floor.
Okay.
And then he also did not put transition molding in the doorways.
But how is this floor installed?
It was a click and lock.
Oh, it's a click and lock. Okay, so okay, that's fine. Well, then if you want to try and reuse that floor... then perhaps doubling up would make sense on the bottom.
Okay.
And you will have a little bit of some issue with transitions in doorways, and you may need to change the shoe molding because that's going to have to come out when the floor comes up.
Right.
But you may have to cut some doors to make sure that everything works properly. In particular, areas where you put rugs, you know, if a door swings open. So that should help if you want to try and reuse it. But I would also investigate whether or not there is some venting that connects between units for some kind of cold air return, or maybe there's ductwork that backs up back to back that doesn't necessarily have an open connection to your room, but there could be some reverberation there that you may be able to address as well to quiet things down. Appreciate the phone call. We're going to talk to Glenn, who's up in Homer Glen. Glenn, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. How are you?
Terrific, sir. What can I do to help you out?
I remember you talking about a product last year about unwanted grasses in your lawn, and I didn't copy that name of that product down.
I'm sorry. Unwanted what?
Grass. Types of grass in your lawn.
Heard
you say that.
Are you looking to seed your lawn?
No, I have lawn, but I have these unwanted types of... It's not really crabgrass, but this, I'm not sure the name of the type of grass, but it's just kind of a weed-like grass.
Okay, and what have you done so far to treat it?
Well, I try to kill spots of it, but it takes too much time. You kill an area, and then you got to dig it up, and then replant or reseed or whatever, so I thought maybe there was a product you could use.
Well, I think that what you're probably remembering me talk about is the line of products that come from Jonathan Green. And they make some soil amenders that you could use, but it isn't going to happen right away to treat the soil. Now, if you've got areas that you can pull the grass, I would do that. I'd rake it really well. And then they have two products. One is called Magical, and the other one is called Love Your Lawn, Love Your Soil. You can put both of those down at the same time. And then in the areas where you have these weeds or this grass that you don't like that you've pulled up, you're going to put down some additional seed, which they make a seed called Black Beauty. You'll place that over there with a little bit of topsoil over the top of that. By changing the pH level and enhancing the quality of the soil, Weeds and unwanted grasses tend to like acidic soils, and by changing that with these amenders, regular grass, and in particular their black beauty grass, is going to grow and overtake the weeds and give you a nice lush lawn. But that's going to take, I mean, this time of year, it's going to take you a month before you start seeing it. But then you're off to the races, and if you stay on this program with their organic products, you're really going to see results and have a really beautiful lawn that everybody's envious of. Thanks so much for the phone call. 9:18 in the morning, the Mr. Fix-It Show. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Come on, clap along. Who's not happy listening to Lou on the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
9:23 in the morning, the Mr. Fix-It Show. Don't forget, 312-981-7200 is also our text line. We'll do our Just Text Me segment after 9:30 this morning. Here's Chuck in Bloomingdale. Hey, Chuck, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. Thanks for a great show.
Oh, thanks. How can I help you, sir?
Well, my oven has aluminum wire going to the circuit breaker.
Aluminum wire? Okay.
Did I replace it with copper?
Yes. How old is your house? 50s?
Early 60s.
Early 60s. Is the rest of the house aluminum wire?
The air conditioners, the higher amp circuits are.
Okay.
The 12 gauge and 14 gauge are all
aluminum. Yeah, but everything smaller, the going to the devices, switches and dimmers and stuff, that's all copper.
Yes.
Yeah, if it were me, I'd change it. How old is that oven?
Actually, the oven's 9 years old.
Okay. Yeah, it would be aluminum is not. I think in many cases it's a code violation, so I would get it changed.
Okie dokie.
All right.
Thanks, Lou.
Appreciate you calling. Hey, do me a favor. Would you do me a favor, Chuck?
Yeah.
Hang on a second, because I want to send you out a Mr. Fix-It t-shirt. How about that? I got this nice prize list. Huh? We're going to send you a Mr. Fix-It Lou's Crew t-shirt, courtesy of our friends at Fox Home Center in Alsop and created by Rags of Honor, helping veterans get back on their feet. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We're going to go to Bob in Princeton. Bob, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. I hope you can help me out. All right. We have a home that was built in 2008. We want to finish our basement. It is cement walls, and wondered what you would suggest for vapor barrier, drywall insulation.
When it comes to a basement, this is really important. First of all, is the basement relatively dry? You don't have any issues?
It is. Yes, Lou, it's dry. There's no water. There's no moisture coming through the walls themselves.
Okay.
I checked that the last month and a half, and it's worked out real well.
All right, this is my trick when we used to do basements, and it's still very consistent. If you're going to stud out the walls, along that outside wall, you're going to put a, whatever, 2x4s, 2x2s, probably a 2x4 wall. You're going to lose a little bit of space, but I want that wall to be at least an inch or so, inch and a half away from the concrete.
Oh, okay.
All right. Then you're going to insulate down there with craft-faced insulation. The paper is going to be on the warm side of the room. So I don't want the insulation to touch the wall.
Okay.
The vapor barrier is that paper, and then you're going to cover that with drywall.
Yes.
But on those outside walls, what I want you to do as a kind of as a way to create not trapping any moisture that could permeate through the concrete. If you're looking at one of the walls down in the basement, okay, so you've got an outside wall, now it's drywalled. There's nothing there, but it's drywalled. You're going to cut in two cold air vents at both ends of that wall. So, 6 inches off of one corner, 6 inches off the other corner on the other end, a foot off the ground. You're going to cut in a 6x10 cold air register.
Okay.
And that's going to, and you're going to cut the insulation around it too. So that vent goes all the way to the, when you take that vent off, you can see the concrete wall.
All right.
During everything but the winter months, that vent's going to be wide open.
Okay.
So we can get some airflow there.
All right.
And then That's going to make sure that no moisture gets trapped back there. And in the winter months, you can take a magnet to cover it so you don't feel the cold draft.
Okay. So close the vents off in the winter months then.
Yeah, it's fine.
All right.
And then you're going to have a nice basement. It adds a lot of value to your home, and you don't have to worry about trapping any moisture down there, and it should work out just fine. Appreciate the phone call. 9:28 in the morning. Don't go away.
And we call it a phone, but we don't really use it much as a phone, do we? No, we don't.
Time for Just Text Me.
Who wants to talk? Oh, my God, I got to talk. Talking is work. You got to make facial expressions. You got to suck air in. You got to blow it out.
Veronica, have you made any candles lately?
I just made some this week.
Did you?
Yeah.
You went to...
I have a stockpile of Speedway cups.
What do you do? Like go in there and like, do you have a Speedway rewards card? No, but I'd like 100 cups, please.
No, whenever anybody has, you know, like one of their big drinks or whatever, 32 ounce, 44 ounce, whatever, I just tell them, just save me the cup, and then I just wash them and reuse them.
There's something here, Veronica.
I know. It's cheap that way because otherwise.
No, but there's something, you know, like, you know, you and I were talking, right? This is a crazy business. You could become the candle queen of Indiana.
Well, except for the Amish, I could.
Well.
Because they all.
They probably don't like to talk on the radio.
No, but they don't. They all make candles. See, I used to do craft shows in California.
Right, so that's
candles.
What I'm thinking. So here's what we do. Look, this is because, you know, it's all about you go make some candles. We got all these farmers markets, right? And then you go, Veronica makes sense. And then you have a little, like on a Tuesday, on a Wednesday, you go do the farmers market and we'll promote it. So then on a Saturday, we say, oh, and don't forget Veronica and Veronica makes sense. We'll be at the farmers market at blah, 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 blah.
If Lou Manfredini were to mention that I was selling candles, then they would sell.
Well. I'm just throwing that out there.
Do I need to pay you in cash, or could I just pay you in candles?
No. You are. You know, people have said to me that what you know, and it's a very kind thing. You are an F-O-L.
F-O-L.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're a friend of Lou.
Okay.
And so when you're a friend of Lou, you get benefits like that, right?
Right.
Lindsay, right?
F-O. I was wondering where you're going with that.
Not
but agreed.
I was thinking fidgety old.
Not fog you mold. You are an FOL. You're a friend of Lou. Oh, my gosh. Well, how did your business take off? Oh, I'm an FOL. We're going to get a, maybe that's our new T-shirt. Right?
You know what I think I could make the money on is showing people how to do it on the cheap. You know, just showing them how to do their own little thing.
I smell a house smart segment.
There you go. Uh-huh. So, but then we need, have you bought the website yet? VeronicaMakesSense.com?
No. Like I said, I used to do a lot more when I was in California because, you know, California is very environmentally friendly. So the fact that they're soy candles, people would buy them. And as soon as I moved to Indiana, I thought, well, I'll just do it here. Mm-hmm. But it was a bust because so many people make candles here.
I'll tell you what. Here's what we'll do. Ready? How many of these things can you crank out? Like when you sit down and you get your Speedway cups, wait, do you reuse the Speedway cups or do you have to cut them open when you make the candles?
No, the 32 or the 44 ounce fits perfectly. I have an old microwave, and that's how I remelt the wax.
Right.
So anything bigger than that, it just won't fit in the microwave.
Got it.
But once someone has finished their Dr. Pepper or whatever, then I wash them and I use them. But then when I'm done, I get rid of it.
I see.
So I don't have to.
So when you sit down and you decide, you say to yourself, oh, do you know, today I'm going to make some candles.
Mm-hmm.
How many do you make?
I just made some this week, and I only did like 2 dozen, just because I'm multitasking.
Were you expecting her to say 2 dozen? I thought she was going to say, oh, I made 6.
Two.
I only made 2 dozen.
That's a very small amount.
I made a gross. I just made a gross of them.
I have made at one time, you know, when I didn't have so many other projects going, I've made easily like 100, 200 in a day. It's not really that hard once you get the system down.
I smell a House Smart segment and Veronica Makes Sense candles at the Ace Hardwares, at Lou's Ace Hardwares.
I have
because
sold.
Because you're a?
F-O-L.
There you go. Okay, we're going to talk, Veronica.
I'm going to get a T-shirt.
Veronica, I don't know what else I have to do to help you be successful.
I want a T-shirt, F-O-L.
F-O-L.
That would be great.
There you go, F-O-L. All right, do we have some text messages?
We do.
All right.
We do, Lou.
Is this sponsored?
F-O-L. This is sponsored.
No, it's
by
not.
Nobody.
Nobody. Just throwing that out
F-O-L.
There.
F-O-L.
Mm-hmm. Who wants to be an F-O-L?
815. I have 2 Adirondack chairs that I want to paint a bright yellow. What's the best paint and process I should use so the paint doesn't peel?
Assuming they're wood. Mm-hmm. You want to sand as much as possible to open up the grain of the wood. Then you want to prime the entire surface of this chair with an exterior grade primer that's going to soak into the wood. Then you want to use an exterior enamel paint. Several years ago, before I did the recycled chair Adirondacks, I had wood Adirondacks that were pine mm-hmm. that I did this exact process and painted with the Ace brand exterior enamel. And these things sat out on a dock all summer long, and the color just lasted and lasted and lasted. But the key is the primer, the sanding, the primer, and two coats of that enamel, and that Ace product is really, really
interesting.
Good. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I could use that mm-hmm. on our chairs. 815, how can I keep my burgundy Pelador from fading?
Is it aluminum on the outside? Is it burgundy? Is it aluminum?
It's not in the text.
Well, okay. If it's a burgundy aluminum coating on the outside, there's not a whole heck of a lot you can do. But the people at Rejuvenate, you know, that make the stuff for your floors, they also make a refresher that can be used on plastic and metal that you may be able to use to treat it, to brighten it back up again. And then that would also probably help you with a little bit more UV protection. But that there's not a lot you're going to do if it's an aluminum-coated door.
Okay. Next, how do you loosen rusted screws from a license plate?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Okay. What you want to try and do is use a lightweight oil that you can spray onto the screws. Usually, those screws screw into a plastic receiver. But if it's metal, the trick is to spray it with a little oil. Then if it's a Phillips head or a standard head screw, take that screwdriver, place it onto the screw, and then take a hammer and tap at the screw. Tap, 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 to try and loosen it up and work some of the oil into the threads. And then, if you can, after tapping it, while you're tapping it, push on it with your hand and use some pressure to loosen, righty-tighty, lefty-loosey, as you tap, and it should loosen up, and you should be able to take it off.
Awesome. That's all we have time for. I have to say we are getting texts now. Mm. Where can I find... where can I find Veronica's candles?
Uh-huh. There you go, Veronica. We got texts already.
All right,
we're lining up.
Right. We will talk offline.
Yeah, I was going to say, I used to have a website set up, but it's just been a while.
Back at it. I'm just trying to help you. Come on. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go to the phone lines. This is Greg in Darien. Greg, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
Good, sir.
Okay, well, here's the deal. I was just going to put the house on the market after spending about a month fixing stuff up.
Yeah, and then you got done, and you're like, wait a minute, I like this house.
no, not quite. In the laundry room, there was a leak in the corner of the ceiling, and we realized it was coming from the outside hose, whatever. So that got fixed, and the hole was patched in the corner. Everything is good. We've got cabinets in the laundry room that's about a 2 or 3 inch clearance to the ceiling. And I'm up there cleaning the top of the cabinet, and then I all of a sudden see mole coming across all the cabinets up to the ceiling in that 2 inch. So you couldn't see it from before.
Right.
But when I got up there and I'm going, oh, I'm going to have to take those cabinets down today and see what I've got. But I thought I would get a consult from you to kind of help me out here.
What's on the other side of that wall?
It would be the floor, I think, of maybe the hallway upstairs. The foyer.
It's a condo.
It's in the basement.
It's in a basement. All right, it's a walkout basement, but it's on an outside wall.
The faucet outside was the one that leaked down into the laundry room, I think, and that's.
And is that near where those cabinets are?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. I would take the cabinets down.
Right.
Then where the cabinets mounted to it's a drywall wall, correct?
Right, right.
I would cut a hole in the drywall, a decent size hole, behind where those cabinets go, so you can expose to see if there's any mold or mildew in the insulation. I don't want you to just treat the mold that you see on the surface because it could be behind there.
Right.
If all of a sudden you take some of that insulation out and you see evidence of mildew and mold, then we got to cut a bigger hole.
Yeah.
And if you don't, if you take that out and you don't see any evidence of that, then before you put the cabinet back up and clean it all up, there is this product that you've heard me talk about called Fog U Mold from Healthful Home.
Fog.
I know, it's funny.
Okay.
I know, it's funny. It makes me giggle every time I say it. Fog U Mold. A lot of participating Ace stores have it. It's a spray can that literally you can put in an attic and open it up and it'll fog the whole place. But you can actually take this and spray it in your hand, spray it all over this area and get inside there and spray that inside behind the wall. Even if you don't see any evidence of it, just to be sure, and then clean up the mold. They have a cleaner as well that you can use over the top. So does Concrobium, which is a really good cleaner to clean that mold, and then put the cabinet back on and you're good to go.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks so much, Luke. Appreciate
you got it.
I
appreciate you calling this morning. 9:48 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Happy trails to you.
Thank you so much for listening. It's time for our last caller, sponsored by Townstone Financial. Georgine is our last caller. Hi, Georgine.
Hi, Lou. I love your show. I listen to it every Saturday morning.
You're so nice. Hey, we're going to send you out for being our last caller an April Air Wi-Fi thermostat, allowing you to adjust the temperature in your home's air on your smartphone. Brought to you by American Weathermakers, home of the 60-Minute Men, 855-955-HVAC. How can I help you?
I have two questions. One is, will it affect my air conditioning system if I close all the vents on my first floor to cool the second floor of my home?
I don't want you to close them all the way. It will affect it in a positive way by adjusting those vents. I think for a lot of us, we forget about the fact that physics plays an important role in heating and cooling our home. So during the summer months, obviously the second floor is always warmer because heat rises, and that cold air, your staircase acts like a giant piece of ductwork drawing all the cold air down. But the trick is not to close it completely off, because then it really affects the back pressure on the system. You can close it like 80 to 90% of the way.
Okay.
All right. So if there are rooms, and remember, I assume you have one thermostat?
Yes.
And it's in the dining room.
Yes, dining room, living room.
Okay.
Right.
So those areas, if you close those a little bit, it'll take a little bit longer for that thermostat to say, I'm going to get to 74 degrees that Georgine has put me at, but it's going to take me a little longer because those vents are closed a little bit. But with the ones wide open upstairs, it's going to push more cold air up there. The other trick on those really hot days, I mean really hot days, above 85 degrees, is you take the fan from auto to fan on and you leave it on.
Okay.
That's going to circulate the air constantly, and it's going to help draw some of that colder air down low and move it up there. But you only want to do that on really hot days, because on more tempered days, if you're using the AC, the house can become a little clammy because it doesn't run long enough. But you'll actually save money on your energy bills, and you'll be more comfortable. All right, hang on a second. We're going to get your information so we can send you out that April Air Wi-Fi thermostat. It's 8:54 in the morning. Judy Markey and Amy Guth are in here. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
It's a baby boomer, and what's your generation?
I'm a Gen Xer.
You're
Gen
Xer.
But they all like to say they're millennials.
No, I don't.
No,
you
she's
don't?
Too no, old to no. be a millennial.
Yeah. Lindsay keeps talking that she's a millennial, and I've been arguing with her for years about it. And then I read an article that actually she's
in Forbes.
Right there in Forbes.
They don't lie.
And that's a great distinction between Gen Xers and millennials, because Gen Xers do not even ever want to be called millennials. And millennials are really proud to be millennials. So, yeah, I'm far too old to be a millennial.
And I'm just sucking up all the resources as a baby boomer.
I know. Right.
Making sure that the likes of, right. Well, Amy will get some Social Security, but I don't know if Lindsay will ever see the light of day.
Yeah, it's not going to go away.
Sorry, Lindsay.
It's not going to go away. It'll just be less. It'll just be
10 cents.
You'll get it when you're 80.
Yeah, so you put in 100 and you'll get $22 on the 100.
Right. Remember, when it was founded, they were planning on everybody to be dead.
Right.
Because people were only living to the average was 63.
Like,
right.
Years,
oh, it'll be fine. We'll have so much money because all the people will be dead. And now, you know, through the modern
science.
And
there are no volunteers for that.
Right. And what do you have? What do you ladies have coming up this morning?
Oh, we're going to talk about clicks in the office. And Amy, I have no idea what's on Amy's
mind. Surprise. Well, it's kind of with what we're talking about. I also want to talk about longevity. Hmm.
As in life?
Well, there's just too damn much of it.
There's just too much of that going around.
Right.
Oh, my God. We started out agreeing.
Well, it's good. I mean, the whole fact is that we're all very active and people are doing more. My wife and I were out to dinner last night with some friends, and we were talking about age and how, I mean, think about your mother at your age now.
Well, she was in a nursing home.
She was in a nursing. Well, I mean, now, okay, so maybe there were some health issues there, but how differently, look at this woman, how fabulously she looks.
I know.
Right?
That was the first thing I said when I walked in here.
You know, if I asked her right now to drop down, she could do the splits.
I know.
Could you do that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Amy's like a yoga
girl. I'm a yoga person.
Oh, all right. Yeah. So maybe you're the wrong person to ask. Lindsay can't do the splits. I was trying. Remember?
Right.
That's the whole thing
I'll
I was trying.
To, we'll get you doing the splits.
Yeah. So anyway, but I think that all of us, and as we age a little bit, there's more of an emphasis on taking better care of ourselves. Where
absolutely.
When you think about, you know, people that were in their 50s 25 years ago, which would be me, they looked a lot older. And were more sedentary than they are now.
And they wore worse clothes.
Right, exactly. Right.
Full of polyester.
Right. A lot of rayon. Right.
And fat ankle shoes.
Well, I can't wait to listen. All right, have a great show, ladies.
Okay, thank you, Lou.